Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
All right, injury report. Eddie Royal, toe, left the game, did not return. Bryce Callahan, hamstring. Josh Sitton, ankle. And Tracy Porter there at the end, also knee. Any questions?
What do you think the difference was in that fourth quarter?
I don't think it's lack of want to. I mean, I'll tell you the same thing I told the team. It's not lack of heart, lack of trying. Our guys battle. We just don't play well enough right now. And, that's on all of us, everybody in there. I think coaches are giving their all. The players are giving their all. We just we got to play better to win games. And today was much like a few of our other outings.
How frustrating is it getting in the red zone?
Obviously when you lose a game by a point and we've been in some close games, they are big swings. It happens every week in our league, not just to us. But it's an area we've got to get better at. But you have to execute and make the plays there when you need to. And like I said, our margin for error is very, very minimal right now. And I think our records are kind of an indicator of that.
On the game-winning touchdown, was that just bad luck, bad turf, or was that?
Well, no, I think it was a slip. Obviously, it was an alert move on their part. He catches the ball, falls down, gets up. We weren't getting much pressure. We did something in that case to get a little more pressure, and there's not a whole lot of safety valve behind that coverage. So it was good execution on their part.
The decision to go for Kadeem Carey in this game, was this going to the hot hand over Jordan?
It was just kind of how it went. We've done it before with a lot of different backs. No indictment on anybody. It's just how it rolled, I think, was fairly evident.
What do you think of Brian Hoyer's game?
I think, it won't be perfect, much like, any week. But I think, I know he hasn't thrown a lot of picks. I don't think we turned the ball over. I think we won that margin of the game and the turnover ratio. But still, at the end of the day, just wasn't quite all there.
Do you think the offense got too careful with the lead, trying to not to lose?
No, I know it might appear like that, but, it wasn't. It was just kind of, a lot of times I think a defense can dictate kind of what you're doing, whether it's a rotation, whether it's a coverage, whether it's stacked fronts and boxes. But not really. We just, when we go back and look at the tape, we'll see things that were there. We just didn't connect.
John, Elshon was a factor in the first half, not so much in the second half. Did they play him differently?
Not really. I think, there's be a couple things I'm sure when we look at the tape that we'll see there was possibilities. It's really today was kind of a really instant replay of a lot of our games thus far. And unfortunately, that's on all of us, and we got to get better.
How would you describe the challenge to keep morale high now with two tough games coming up and your record is what it is?
Yeah, I think, all these games are hard. I know everybody looks at records and rivalries, and again, those are key factors. And, I'm not downplaying our next two opponents by any stretch. But, if you when you click and play, good football, regardless of who you play, usually the outcome's good. We just haven't done that yet.
How close did you guys get to keeping Leonard up today?
It's a medical decision. We'd like to get him out there eventually. So you don't want to speed anything up to have setbacks. And so they deemed him not capable, so we didn't have him up.
Yeah, what were they doing to prevent you guys from running the ball the way you would like to?
They're a top 10 defense to begin with. They played a lot of 8-man boxes. They mixed it up. They're well coached like everybody in this league. But they stacked it a little bit, and that kind of forced us to throw the ball some, which wasn't totally inefficient, just not quite efficient enough.